Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." The question here is, what type of power of the tongue do you love? Do you love to speak life, or do you love to speak in ways that produce death of one sort or another? However you answer that question tells us what kind of fruit you will eat as a result of using your tongue. Now, of course, there are exceptions, but we've tried to explain many times through the years that the exceptions prove the rule. And as a rule, this proverb stands firmly rooted in truth. You take a person who lies, stirs up strife, speaks with disrespect, you're looking at someone who will at some point eat the fruit of such ways. Obviously, such a person isn't a child of God, ruled by the Spirit of God, so he or she will not only be lonely, miserable, and groping through life in darkness, but judgment will be swift, terrible, and result in an everlasting lake of fire. The psalmist speaks of such a person in Psalm 52, verses 2 through 4. "Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue." And we're told what will be the end of such a person with a deceitful tongue. In verse 5 it says, "God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah." That's who James is talking about in James 3:6 when he says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." He's speaking in general terms of the world as a whole, but sadly, it can sometimes be true of professing Christians who don't control the tongue. And I've been guilty. I've let my tongue get me into trouble. But with Christians, it's the exception. And the more exceptional, the more shocked people will be when they hear you use your tongue wrongly. And then there are those times when you will speak the truth in love, but will still be condemned by many as speaking words of hate. And that's just simply not true. So keep in mind, God's Word is our standard. If you're speaking the truth of God's Word, or speaking on other matters and keep them in line with biblical principle and truth, and then someone calls you a hater, just ignore that. We're concerned with what God thinks of the use of our tongue. If you use your tongue in a way that pleases God, most people will despise you and call you a hater, especially in these last days. They'll say you're mean and may even blame you for their hatred of God. I've been told more times than I can count that I'm the reason, or they'll say, "People like you are the reason that I reject Christianity." But the truth is, they love their sin and reject Jesus because He is holy, and they don't want holiness, they want sin. And Jesus says as much in John 3:19, we've quoted many times, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." So don't let such false accusations fool you or make you feel like any unreasonable feelings of guilt. Speak God's Word in a way that pleases Him, and you will eat the fruit of His Spirit while enjoying the fruits of the abundant life in the here and eternal life in the hereafter for all of eternity. If you speak words of death, it'll come back to haunt you. It'll kill your life. It'll literally put you in hell if you do not turn to the life who is Jesus Christ and be saved. So we will continue to seek to use our tongue in a way that glorifies God, all for God's glory and to the praise of the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.